Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley. And as always, I am joined by my co-host,
Rebecca.
And today we're talking about Survivor 46, episode 10, as sponsored by Applebee's. 45 to 50 minutes of this episode was about Applebee's.
Yeah, it was. And I don't know about you, but I also got an ad for Applebee's at least one during the commercial breaks.
Oh, yeah. You know Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah. They knew.
Yes. Oh,
we
yeah.
We haven't had Applebee's in like, I want to say since season 42. Don't quote me on that.
But yeah, I want to say it's been a minute.
Since then. Because I know 39 is the most infamous one in terms of the jokes. But I want to say we did see it again in 41 or 42. But I don't know if we've seen it since then. So Applebee's definitely got their money's worth tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised they weren't there for 45.
I did have a quick question. Are we sure that Applebee's didn't sponsor Liz as well?
Yes, Liz.
And that's maybe where she got her fortune from.
Notice how her emotional backstory tonight was just, I grew up poor, question mark, I am now rich, and I go to Applebee's.
Right. So I think what I took from that was that eating at Applebee's is a sign of wealth and prosperity.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
So yes. I'm going to go eat at Applebee's now for every meal, just so that, because I think that's how you get rich, right?
Applebee's is for the rich.
Yes.
That's what we've learned.
Exclusively.
Good it's life like, lessons.
It's like, you know, they like card you at the door, but instead of like IDing you, you just have to show them your bank account. If it's less than $1 million, they don't let you in the door.
My gosh. All right. Well, we got some other things to talk about briefly before we get to the episode proper. As always, chapter markers here on YouTube, Patreon. You can listen to the day before the day we actually record these episodes. Link in the description for that. But big news, Survivor 50 officially announced by Jeff to be returnee season. Why did he say this so early? That's all I've seen for now a whole week is just people talking about it. Though it did coincide very well with a video I happened to make a couple weeks ago. I just posted here on YouTube on Monday about what players I want to have back for Survivor 50. Mm, post down in the comments what players you want. Rebecca, is there anyone top of your head that you want to see come back for 50? I don't know what the theme is. Don't ask.
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. There's so many players that I've enjoyed watching. I think Parvati obviously comes to mind. I mean, classic, iconic. I would love to see
Funny,
Aubrey
hold on.
Come
Funny
back.
Funny you mentioned Parvati because people said that they only think it's going to be new era players, and I don't disagree.
Mm,
but
yeah.
Parvati claimed she got a call.
Oh,
I don't know how or why she said anything about it, but she said she got a call. I saw it on Reddit with a link and everything. Did I check out the link? No. How valid is this? I have no idea. But according to a thing I briefly glanced at, Parvati got a call. So there you go.
I mean, honestly, that's good enough week. For me. Yeah, that sounds like it's got to be true.
Parvati confirmed. She's here 19 people now. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So sorry. Who else?
I also saw she was at whatever the event was that where they like announced this or decided it or whatever.
Well,
so I
that's
I
super
don't know.
Confirmed. That's double confirmed.
There you go.
if Parvati's wearing an Applebee's t-shirt, you would have known or a dress like Applebee's dress.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
My goodness.
Who else, anyone else you want to see?
Honestly, I loved Aubrey and I would love to see her come back. Now I know that's a big mistake to bring
big
her
mistake.
Up. I own that. I understand that. But I would love to see Aubrey play again. I'm trying to think who else. I don't know if this is like controversial at all. I loved watching Michaela play. I know she was like really chaotic. Michaela from I forget what the season
33
was, but
and 34.
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly love chaotic players and I would love to see her come back. I don't think she'd necessarily win unless she played really differently, but those are some people that come to my mind. What about you?
Christian from 37, Angelina and her 100-foot ladder from 37 as well.
Yes.
I would say Davey, but I feel like that would be three people from 37. I don't know if they'd ever do that. Rick Devins from 38, of course. I mean, I'm sure most people are on board with these. Like, these seem like obvious choices if they do people from Winners of War. And then New Era, I would say Jesse, just for the gameplay alone. Because, you know, if he comes back, he's going to swing even harder, I would assume.
Yes.
I hope he wouldn't play it safer. That'd be bad. Q. 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 Q.
Oh my goodness.
You have to bring back Q. You have to. Carolyn, could you imagine Carolyn on a tribe with these people?
Oh, Carolyn would be so fun. Yes. I love Carolyn.
Anyways, I did a video on Monday. I put 20 people in the video. Those are
nice.
Those was like what, 5 of them? There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Sneak preview.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people have seen the video and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Sneak preview of a video that's already out, to be clear.
Sneak preview of a video that's been out for 4 days. Yeah. All right. Also on Patreon this month, we're going to have our vote for which people from Survivor South Pacific will get a video. There will be, I believe, 5. Five people will be chosen out of the cast of 18. So Patreon, that's, you got to be $5 tier or higher to vote on that. All right. Let's move on to this episode. And this is a very Liz-centric episode. I jokingly text you before it said, Liz is going to reign supreme tonight. Little did I know what was in store for us.
Yeah.
Liz is ticked off about the split vote, and this is not the most ticked she'll be tonight.
No, it is not. And in fact, I didn't know that it was possible for a person to get this ticked. But
calling people hoe bags is a base level. That's just like, that's level one of being ticked.
And I thought we had peaked there, but here we go.
Hoe bags was just a joke for Liz in comparison to what's going to come. She asked why she wasn't included, and they're like, we decided 10 minutes before, but like, that doesn't really answer the question of why wasn't I included. We just didn't have time to tell you, Liz, because you're the lowest on our priority list. Oh, thanks.
Right. Also, I thought it was funny that Venus was the one who said that.
Yeah.
Because like,
Venus wasn't even on the vote tonight.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed Venus a lot in this episode. She was pretty quiet, but she had some good comments and like, I don't know. She was just funny tonight.
I bet you, and I haven't quite looked yet, I bet you half of our questions this week are going to be in relation to Liz and Applebee's and her money. I'll try to pick a good variety of questions, but it's going to be hard to pick when there's so many questions, probably about the same thing. I'm like anticipating. Anyways, so Ben says Hunter was crazy to not play the idol. It's unfortunate Tiffany wasn't the one to say that because that would have come full circle in this episode.
Yeah.
Full circle. But I agree. Ben was right. Like Hunter was crazy. He knew he was a threat. Tiffany, I hate to say, I kind of get why she didn't do it tonight. I don't agree. As I said last week, you should just play it. We saw the ramifications of her not playing it last week is that the target was on her back largely because of the idol this week. Without the idol, she'd just been like everyone else, the same amount of power. Too much power with that idol, and people wanted her out, so they targeted her.
Although I do think Kinsey would have targeted her a lot more this week if it weren't for the idol. So
Q goes, it looks like.
Yeah. Unless Kinsey can get people to vote for Tiff, because I mean, tonight was the night for Kinsey to vote Tiff out, and it's unfortunate that she was not in on that vote for her game.
A blunder in the winner edit of Kinsey if she wins.
Yeah. Really big mistake. Huge.
Big mistake. Not voting out Q after he's asked to go 3 weeks ago. Big mistake. All right. Q says his strategy is to win immunity. I mean, he won something, but it wasn't immunity.
Yeah. Q made so many interesting decisions tonight. And I mean, I guess it worked out for him. So fair enough, you know?
I will say, Maria, this is a good episode for Maria. At least it looked like. Next time on Survivor does not say this was a good episode for Maria.
Yeah.
It looked like it, though, because she's like looping in Q, bringing him into her vote to, you know, her plan. And it's like, yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good strategy. It's a strategy that harkens back to season 6 when Rob Sesternino would pick up the bottom feeders, as he called them, the bottom feeder strategy. Whoever's on the bottom, you just pick them up and make them do your bidding. They don't have any power, so you use them to get what you want. And in this case, for Maria, it was to get out Tiffany. She grabbed Q, the bottom feeder, and made him part of her alliance, a crucial vote. I mean, Liz, again, of another bottom feeder. Kind of. I mean, Liz didn't have an alliance. She was left out of the vote, and they still scooped her up. So Sega got their way tonight. The Sega 3. We don't really talk about the Sega 3, but I guess we should, because now they're kind of controlling the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they brought up Yanu a couple times tonight, saying, you know, Yanu is no more, I guess. So Yeah, I guess we're talking about tribes a little bit again. And yeah, you're right. They see a it was honestly very impressive. I mean, obviously a lot of the attention was on Maria tonight. But yeah, I think I don't think Siga is to be overlooked as
with
a
Siga
unit.
In power, who is next to go? It can't be, let's assume it's not Siga, because mm-hmm. it definitely seems like they're in power. So it's like, mm-hmm. all right, let's run through. Liz, is she at the top of their list? I don't think so. Q is always an option, of course. I feel like he's the option if there's a little heat on you. Let's just get out Q. Kenzie, I feel like should be an option. She was not in on the vote, even though she should
Kenzie
have been in on the vote.
Kenzie should be, like, honestly a big target for them, I feel like. Because, yeah, I mean, you've got Q, even, like, Liz and Venus, like, those are all, I think, kind of somewhat obvious votes for Siga at this point. But, yeah, I think Kenzie is definitely the person to get out next for Siga.
Well, none of them like Venus, and they reiterated that tonight.
Right.
So Venus is still on the table despite having a quiet episode. But yeah, it's like, all right, what are they valuing moving forward in terms of who mm-hmm. they want to remove? You know, everyone basically doesn't hold any power except for Siga. So Siga kind of has, it's like the Reba 4 or the Tika 3. You know, they kind of get their, except they're not, I don't know. Reba 4 was very prominent. The Tika 3 was a very prominent, like very prominent. The show wants to know about these alliances and like them. Siga 3 been a bit under the radar. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe under the radar strong, but they, you know, they vibed the whole preseason. We talked about how they were seemed unimportant the whole, pre-merge. And then come the merge, they've been important. They were getting picked off in the beginning until people move past tribal lines. So mm-hmm. Siga seems to be power, but nothing seems to be reading as prominent as these other iconic, I put it in quotes, kind of.
Right. Yeah.
New era.
Yeah, no,
alliances.
You're totally right. And I almost feel like most of the attention on Siga has been more focused on Charlie and Maria specifically. Like Ben is part of that, obviously, but it's been less about Siga and more about Charlie and Maria.
It was a little funny to hear Ben like not make super positive comments tonight for the first time.
Yes. It was like whiplash.
Yeah, he's been so positive all season. To not hear him be so positive was a bit strange. Oh, I see the survivor. I'm looking at the post now. You said that Parvati was at. Yeah, Parvati was there. Abby, Maria, Sugar, Gem. But Gem's recency bias. So anyone, believe that's Gem. By the way, I'm just glancing at a photo. I don't have like, so don't kill me if it's not her. But Abby, Maria, Sugar, and Parvati, I definitely recognize. And I want to say Lauren from season 39, if that's her name. Hate saying that.
Nice.
I don't remember everybody, but yeah, I recognize most of the people. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that means anything, but all right. So Q has a strategy to win immunity. Kenzie isn't sure if she can pull off the Tiffany vote. This is the first hint that she might be backing out on the deal. Maria says, oh no, we can make it happen. I mean, I feel like personally that we're setting up Maria as a big target to be removed from the board because she's not had a winner at it. She's not had any sort of winner story. There's been an episode where she got completely skunked and we determined that's bad.
Yeah.
We've determined that's bad to get skunked. Did she get emotional backstory about Applebee's? I think not.
No.
No. No, she did not. So. Keep that in mind, people, all right?
Write that down.
I started off poor, I now go to Applebee's every week with my daughter. Get it straight. All right, so Kenzie wants Tiffany on her resume. She does say that. She did not get Tiffany on her resume, so I don't know what that means. We'll see how Tiffany is as a juror, because if Kenzie does make Final Three, like we suspect she will Tiffany be like, you didn't vote for me, thank you. You didn't vote for me, I don't respect, I only respect those who voted for me. I don't know. We'll see. Just depends on how she feels as a player. Tiffany seems to be, I mean, when she told Bonnie to go off his knees, I feel like Tiffany would probably respect voting her off. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
I feel like Tiffany is definitely like a competitor.
Yeah.
And
you see those arms.
The game. Yeah.
During the challenge, we're about to talk about the reward challenge. Tiffany is jacked.
Yeah. Yeah. She's crazy. And even like in the immunity challenge, just like, I don't know, just the amount of focus that she has and like, just the way she felt about not winning and everything. I feel like she's such a competitor that like she'll respect good game moves more than, you know, anything else.
Tiffany would probably be a good drummer if she wanted to be with those arms. That's all I'm saying. Okay. She's got the power.
Interesting.
She's got the power. Put her in a metal band. Tiffany just boom, knocking those drums. All right. So we go to the reward challenge, Rebecca. What is the... Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the immediate challenge, not the reward challenge. Anyways, what's the reward challenge, Rebecca?
Yes. So we got two challenges tonight. And yes, so first we got to the reward challenge. And so this one, it was a rather long challenge. So they had to race through some obstacles. They had to go over and then I think over another one and then through kind of a rope obstacle, I guess. And then had to dump out a bag of sandbags, throw the sandbags into a net tunnel, and then work them through to the end of the tunnel, just like, you know, with their hands along the way. And then once they were done with that, they had to get a bag with one larger sandbag and then go under a net. And then the very end of the challenge is throwing that large sandbag onto a high pole. And so, yeah, this was when we got our Applebee's moment when... Before they started the challenge, you know, Jeff says, okay, this is for Applebee's, and we get Liz's backstory and talking about, or I guess we didn't get her emotional backstory yet, but she's just
like, we definitely got a lot of backstory though, regardless.
And we got a lot of emotion too. So yeah, she talks about how every week, you know, with her daughter, she goes to Applebee's and then they watch Survivor together, and the burger that Jeff had is like the exact type of burger that Liz always orders. So even before the challenge begins, Liz is like laying it on thick. Like she wants to go on this challenge. I mean, she hasn't eaten in like what, 18 days, give or take. I mean, well, I think she got to eat at the merge a little bit, but yeah. So she is definitely wanting this reward. And so, yeah, in the challenge queue, you know, held a pretty solid lead for the most part. Tiffany and Maria were on his tail, and by the time they got to the end of the challenge, everyone was tossing sandbags, but Q did pull it out and win. And then, you know, Jeff, of course, says, okay, you're going to, well, he says, you're going to go to the sanctuary, and it's going to be an overnight stay on top of the Applebee's reward, which is just, you know, crazy. And so Q says he gets to pick someone to go with him, and he chooses Tiffany in an attempt to make things right, to use his words. And
though he was more than willing to vote her off later. So I don't know if that was really the plan or not. I have no idea what he was actually thinking.
This, and I think I texted this to you, but this whole thing was just like a series of chaotic decisions from Q. Because you have Liz, who is literally, I think actually even before Jeff asks him to pick the first person, she's like, all right, I'm going to beg. Liz is like, I'm begging, like, please take me, please take me. Mm-hmm. So Q chooses Tiffany, and then Jeff says, okay, you can choose one other person. And then Q says, there was one person who approached me and, like, wanted to work with me, so I'm going to choose Maria. And, again, at this point, Liz is just, like, shaking and sobbing. And then Jeff is like, all right, you get one last person. And Q chooses Kenzie to bring the Yanu 3 back together. And then Liz has a little bit of a meltdown. And by a little bit, I do mean she screams.
I have not seen this big of a reaction since.
Yeah.
Brandon, Hans, and Kara Moen, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Last time I've seen somebody just absolutely just go off like this. And to not get voted out because of it either. They let her
I think honestly, like the fact that it was directed towards Q, because I think even Venus said this when they got back to camp. She was like, yeah, we've all wanted to do that at some point in this game. So I think that honestly helped, like just the fact that it was directed towards someone who's such an outcast and like everyone just wants to get rid of him, theoretically. I mean, obviously, they're still not voting for him, but, you know. So, yeah, I think that kind of helped her get away with it. Just the fact that it was directed at Q.
Could you imagine the Kumbaya seasons of 41 through 44 having anything like this? I can't.
No.
46, this season's full of salty people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Being salty, it's quite refreshing.
Yeah. She said something about, like, I don't even think I screamed that much during my divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the first four episodes of the season were so, like, And then we get to, mm-hmm. this is where we're at now. Like, I guess it was all worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather have a slow start to happen. I don't know. 45 started so well. And it, by the end, I was like, yeah, we kind of knew it was going to happen. It was a good season, but here we go. I don't know. It's hard. Yeah. The first four episodes were really rough. Bonu, why did Bonu, when tomorrow we do winter analysis, people look at Bonu having 35 confessionals and how there are still people in this game without 35. And Bonu's here for four episodes. That's how unbalanced the first four episodes were. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Bonu did not win a million hearts, but he won a million confessionals.
He did. He did.
Did Liz buy this sponsorship, Rebecca? That's the real question everyone's asking.
Oh, yeah. The Applebee's sponsorship?
Well, in a way, her and Applebee's kind of teamed up to give her a bunch of screen time.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. I wonder if Liz will get like free Applebee's for life after this or something. Ooh. I mean, not that she needs it, obviously.
No.
Because she has so much money. But
if Liz scream at Q, I could see something happening. But since she screamed at Q, I feel like that alone will make Applebee's not offer anything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Had she not screamed, had she just cried, had an emotional breakdown, she may have gotten like 100K, which, by the way, is like a day's worth of money for her.
Oh, yeah.
From Applebee's. I mean,
yeah. Honestly, sometimes like half a day.
Sometimes half a day. The day's going really well. Yeah, just half a day. Yeah.
Made 100K before lunch.
I gotta ask though, how did Liz get cast with so many allergies?
Mm-hmm.
She can't eat anything.
Yeah.
And they don't give them rice. It's so like, what?
Right. It's like things that are specific to like the island. Like she can't have coconut, but she can have beef. So yeah. It was nice that, and we'll get to it later, but they offered to, you know, let her sit out of a challenge to like get an individual.
She paid for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff's wallet looked a little bit thicker after that challenge.
The most expensive jar of rice in existence.
Why is Liz using cash instead of digital money like the rest of us? I don't know. But Jeff's wallet was
because she can't have her phone out on the island. There's no signal. So she just had to bring gold bars.
And her butler isn't there either. So. All right. So Ben calls Q a villain. And I'm like, dang, Ben, coming out hard. Mm-hmm. Back at camp, he says this about Q. I mean, everyone knows this. If we do Heroes versus Villains 2, Q has to come back.
Oh, yeah.
He has to. And he would embrace it. But I think the problem with Q is that Q has wanted to quit like three times. And even tonight, Kenzie's like, Q doesn't even want to be here. So it's like, we all want Q to come back, but does Q even want to be there, you know?
Right.
I'm a bit conflicted.
Also, I don't know. Do you think he would come back as a villain? Because I feel like Q wants...
Q would come back as a villain.
Yeah.
I think he would, yeah.
I almost feel like he wants so badly to play like a good game. Like, I don't know if he'd... Maybe he would. I don't know. I feel like he's not happy with the position that he's in currently, but I don't know. I've never met
the
man,
he doesn't like the hole he's in, so he wants to quit. But him as a character and the chaos he's caused. I mean, Liz screaming tonight is because of Q.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Q caused that. If Q was not there, that would not have happened.
And I mean, he did say he was like, I mean, he took it. He was like, listen, like you can scream. He's like, I think he said something about like, I've dealt with that, you know, with firing people before. So like, if you need to have your moment, like go ahead, you know? So, I mean, yeah, I guess he is okay with being yelled at. So
apparently. All right, well, we're back at camp. Ben calls Q a villain. And we're not done with Applebee's, though, by any means.
No.
Hold on, not Liz. Tiffany says she goes to Applebee's every week.
Yeah.
I think that's what she said. I wrote down every day, but I think that was a mistype on my end. That'd be wild. She goes to Applebee's every week. And I'm like, everyone here has either A, heard the news that I have said, but I think it's just a general sentiment. If you want to get airtime, you speak positively about the sponsor. And when there's only one sponsor in season, this is your only chance. You say whatever.
Yeah.
If I were there, you better believe I would say nonsense. I would say things like, I go to Applebee's for all of my major holidays. I go to Applebee's for my birthday. I go to Applebee's for Christmas. I go to Applebee's for Halloween. I go there for Thanksgiving.
You got married in an Applebee's, right?
I got married in an Applebee's. There you go. I got engaged in an Applebee's. The wedding circle. One would be harder to say because the survivor asked for proof. But if they asked for proof of an engagement, I could fake a photo of that.
Yes.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I already got the rings. I already got the person. I don't have to dress up for that one. The wedding, a bit hard. So I'd have to say engagement.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's not get too crazy here. Yeah.
My first date with my wife was at Applebee's. For vacation, we visited the Applebee's headquarters.
That's so funny.
I think it might go too far. They may not include that. But if I say all the major holidays, I feel like they would include that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I don't even know if they're open at Christmas.
quick question to sort of tie into our conversation last week. How do you feel about the Applebee's restrooms?
I haven't been to one in a bit. And I don't recall using the restroom. So I'm going to say they're probably fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're better than Best Buy or the library, though.
Yeah. It did seem like, because I saw we got some comments about that last week. It did seem like Best Buy was backed up by several people as having a really good bathroom. So
the thing with the library is it depends on the size of your library. You go to a small library, everyone's going to smell you. I've been there. Not that I've been to smelling a small library, but you go to a small library, you know, it's not very big. It's like the size of like a, you know, a small house. Maybe you don't poop there. Yeah. But you go to a library and it's a decent sized library. There's a lot of room, a lot of room to for the smell not to hit everybody else. Libraries, generally, nicer people go to libraries, people who are more polite.
Mm-hmm.
People are not going to pee or poop all over the seats. Generally, I cannot speak for certain. However, at Best Buy, you better believe all the hooligans go there. All the hooligans. You know who I'm talking about? The hooligans go to Best Buy.
Oh, I went through a hooligan era where I just hung out in Best Buy parking lots. Absolutely.
Rebecca, we shouldn't talk about your dark past like that. All right. Ooh. Dark past.
Oh, are we recording? Okay.
I know you're at Best Buy for Taylor Swift's album release to buy the vinyl.
Vinyls. I had to get all the different versions.
Of course, of course. All right. So Q says it was hard to see Liz cry, but he wants the Yanu 3 again. But maybe he was getting the vibe that Kenzie and Tiffany weren't really. Kenzie did. I know neither of them voted with Q tonight, obviously, because Q voted for Tiffany. Duh. Yeah, I guess maybe he caught on then. I don't know. Or maybe he's just making excuses. I don't know what Q was really thinking. If that was really what he's thinking, he did not succeed at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think like at this point in the day, I felt like he was in a sense sort of grasping at straws. Like he hasn't really been talking to anyone except for Maria a little bit. But I think he was just kind of like, hey, like let's do this and like see if there's anything there we can like rekindle. And then when it didn't work, I do think, like you said, he's just kind of like, all right, this isn't gonna work. And then later, you know, Maria approaches him with an actual plan and is like, hey, if you vote for Tiffany, like we can make this happen. And so I kind of understand his thought process. I mean, obviously, like, he's not in control right now, so it didn't really work out the way maybe he wanted it to, but I kind of understand where his head's at, I guess.
Kenzie says Q is her unhealthy boyfriend.
Yes.
Not sure what to make of that, because later she does say that she doesn't even really want Q to be here because he doesn't want to be here. Kenzie's in a tough spot, I guess. Maybe she's into unhealthy boyfriends. That's why she's stuck with Q tonight.
What I took away from that was she was like, he thinks he can just buy me dinner and then like, we're all good and I'm going to forget everything that he's done to like make my life miserable, but I'm not going to forget. That was kind of the way I took it. But I did like that she was even like, man, I can't believe he chose me over Liz. Like that was really cold. And I'm like, could Kenzie have not given up her spot?
She could have. Like, yes, she could have.
But it's also like she was saying that in a confessional. So it's like, that's not getting any goodwill from the jury or from any of the other players. It's just to us. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But
once the food went down her stomach, that's when she said it. She wasn't saying that before the food went down.
Right, exactly.
I want to point that one out.
Yeah.
All right. So, next week's episode is called My Messy Sweet Little Friend. Is that Q? Is that Q?
It could be.
Little? Who calls Q little, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be Liz.
Getting called messy sweet.
It could be Maria, actually.
I wouldn't say sweet about Liz. I say messy, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I will say, when they showed the burger, at the reward, at the sanctuary. By the way, we're at the sanctuary where good things happen for the first time all season. Yeah. I don't care for the sanctuary. I've spoken very publicly about this. I'm just confused why it took so long for us to get to it. And were they just reformatting it to look like, I mean, how much work did it really take to make it look like that Applebee's? Like a day? It couldn't take them that long.
I don't know.
Did they hear our feedback on the podcast and they're like, all right, we'll cut down the sanctuary time. It's not really about the sanctuary. It's about the rewards, but I'm pro Applebee's. Yeah. I'm pro Applebee's. Wait, when they show the burger though, they put angelic music behind it. And I feel like there's just another slap in the face to Liz.
There were a lot of parts of this that were a slap in the face to Liz because did anyone actually eat the burger?
No, that was the whole point.
Yeah, they were all so full that they were like, I can't even touch this. I don't know, Q might have eaten part of his. But yeah, and then also, not to jump too far ahead, but when they get back, then Tiffany is like telling everyone like, yeah, I couldn't even touch the burger. Mm-hmm. She's saying this in front of Liz and it's like
her and Kenzie, I believe.
Yeah. And yeah, I think Kenzie did say it too, but Tiff was like going on and on. It was like, hey, read the room. Like, listen.
That's what Liz said.
Yeah, exactly. And she was right. Like, you had someone literally like breaking down, screaming and crying because they wanted this burger so bad. And then you're saying like, oh, yeah, I didn't even eat mine because I was too full.
I was just so rich with food, I couldn't even eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, I'm usually rich. So with the burger, though, I will say that I went to a restaurant this past week with Mary. Yeah. And I got a bacon burger with fries. And just that by itself was enough for me to go, oh, I am like too full, let alone having all the food they had. Like there was no way they're eating all that. They couldn't get like a sampler platter of everything. It had to be all the food at full size.
Yeah. Well, also part of what I'm wondering is, did they have to like take the food away at a certain point? Because they're spending the night there. So I'm like, I mean, eat the stuff that's going to be like most perishable first.
Yeah.
And then save the other stuff so you can like maybe save some fries and stuff for later.
You're thinking like a person who's eaten today. These people haven't really eaten for except for the maybe the merge in 18 days. Fair. So they're just like food in front of me, I eat. Like they're not sitting there going, well, actually, is this the most perishable thing I'm going to have? Yes. Is this the most perishable thing I'm going to have? And if this 3-course meal from Applebee's?
Can I see a menu, actually?
Am I going to get the blue ribbon brownie? Okay. Right. That's part of my request. No, they just ate. Man. And then they ate. And then there's more food came. And they ate. And then they're like, oh. And then they lay down because they ate too much. So.
Yeah.
All right. So Liz gives us her emotional backstory. And Mary and I are both like, what?
Yeah.
It's taken like, what, 5 or 6 episodes to get another one of these? I mean, not that I want them, to be clear. But this one was well worth it. Because as we've joked about, it literally goes, Liz grew up poor, blank space, her and her dog go to Applebee's every week. That was it.
Right.
That was like almost a joke of an emotional backstory. Like
it was. And I thought it was so interesting because like the way that they took that angle and it felt very much like they were in a sense trying to shoehorn in Applebee's, obviously. But like, obviously. I think it could have been really interesting because like Liz, okay, being out on an island and hardly divorced, being able to eat anything for 18 days.
Yes.
And if you did grow up with like dealing with food scarcity, like that is
now she's
like,
rich.
That's a real thing that like people deal with. And like, yeah, she's, you know, self-made and now she's able to provide for herself and her daughter.
No
and
man
like,
can
that's
handle
a
her.
Really, like that is a really interesting story. And I'm sure like people would be able to relate to that and stuff. But yeah, it definitely fell flat because it felt so sponsored, you know,
with how much. Oh, I like the sponsored part of it. Actually, that was my favorite part.
Yeah. I'm not saying I disliked it, but it did fall flat from an emotional perspective.
Oh, definitely. It was too short. I'm saying the blank space needed to be filled in. Like, okay, why didn't we find, I want to hear that she's poor or she was poor. I want to hear how she's now rich. We missed that important tidbit.
Right.
Because we haven't been reminded about it in like 6 or 7 episodes. It feels like too long, frankly, to hear about how Liz is rich. I wanted to hear about how she's rich now and how with her infinite wealth, she goes to Applebee's. And we missed that part of the backstory. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bit conflicted. I like it, but I feel like it was missing the extra tidbit of how she's rich now to really hammer home. This is the best backstory since the time Xander reminded us all that when he was in middle school, he's a little fat. And then he grew up and was in great shape. And that was his emotional backstory.
I have a question, and I believe you've been to Liz's website. Did she did she make her money by purchasing Applebee's?
I still or did do she make not money- understand what Liz does at all. I don't get it.
Do you think, like, I feel like she could buy Applebee's at this point.
I know we're joking, but I legitimately don't understand what she did. Like, I read the website and I legitimately don't get it. I don't understand who's paying her money. I guess that's my, apparently wealthy people are a lot of people. Pick one. I am neither in this case. I mean, I'm not wealthy. I know that, but I'm not one of the many people who have paid her if it's not wealthy people.
Oh, I thought you were saying you're also not a lot of people. Like a schizophrenia thing or
something.
No,
I'm just one person.
Gotcha. Okay, good clarification. Thank you.
Yeah, so I've visited her website a couple times. I still don't get it. I did have somebody reach out to me through Instagram saying that they're going to a, don't quote me on this again, person who sent me this Instagram message. I can pull it up real quick, double check. I believe they're going to a marketing conference or something like that, and Liz is a speaker there. Does that blow your mind?
That does blow my mind. Do you think she's going to talk about Applebee's?
I'm trying to find the message. No.
They should get Applebee's maybe to cater the event.
Here we go. It was April 22nd. I got this message. They said, I have a small business and sign up for an email marketing conference. And wouldn't you know, the first speaker is none other than Liz and her huge stacks of cash.
Amazing.
I said, yeah, that's exactly what I said. I said, wow, that is amazing. And they said, don't worry. Through her Q&A, I will ask her to sponsor this podcast.
Oh, amazing. And
to be clear, I will always accept a sponsorship from Liz for $1 because it will be hilarious. And I will go all out on sponsorship.
Yeah.
All right. So that's, I mean, this is a Liz episode. We're going to joke a lot about it. That's where we're at. All right. So we're at the reward, blah, 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 blah. It ain't about Liz. So who really cares? Liz apologized to Q, but it's fake. And Q's like, yeah, I don't really care with the apology, so blah, blah, blah. It seems like Tiff or Q are out next. I wrote down, who cares? All right, so we go to the immunity challenge. Tell me about this.
Yes. Yes. So this is a classic challenge. Well, I guess before we get into the challenge, Jeff again offers a bag of rice, and the price has not changed, but because there are fewer people in the game, it is more costly now.
It makes sense.
So he says, yeah. And I think that's fair. And, you know, so he says, if four people will step forward to not participate in the challenge, then the group gets the bag of rice. Or if two people will give up their vote, then the group gets the bag of rice. Kenzie immediately steps forward. And then Liz is like debating stepping forward. And everyone's like telling her to, like, hey, listen, like, you need to, like, you can eat rice. Like, you need this. So, like, step forward.
And the way she screamed earlier, no one's going to forget that.
No, yeah. No. Yeah, everyone was like, listen, you need to eat. So, you know, Jeff then offers, he says, if we can't come to a deal here, the price is not going to change. So we're probably not going to get a deal this season. Mm-hmm. But right now, if one person wants to step out individually, then they will get an individual portion of rice.
And this is clearly where Liz paid the producers to make this at. Like, that was off screen, like off camera, obviously. Yeah. But let's be real.
Yes. And so, yeah, Liz steps forward and she's like, basically like asking everyone, should I step out? Like, do y'all think you're going to, you know, win this challenge? And Kenzie's like, listen, I'm not going to judge you for stepping out. In fact, I'm going to judge you if you don't step out. So you better step out and get this rice. And so she does. And Liz gets the individual portion. Mm-hmm. And then Kenzie steps back and participates in the challenge. So that all happens before the challenge.
From chaos point of view, I kind of wish they put an idle clue in her little bottle of rice.
Ooh, that would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. They used to do that. They used to, like, you get a food reward or a reward, and in it would be a clue to the idol. People knew to look for it. And I kind of wish they did that in Liz's little thing of rice.
I guess she did make rice, but is it possible that there's something at the bottom?
No.
Probably not likely.
No. Because they had to have up to three of those jars, because they said they need four people for the bag, but if it was less than four, every individual person could get a thing. So obviously they had to have up three jars, and I can't imagine them putting three idle clues out into the wild. I mean, they could.
No, but I mean, if you put a clue in one of the jars, that's still kind of
chaotic.
Yeah. Yes. They're like, they're handing the jars and she like grabs one. They're like, no, no, you get this jar.
No, 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 no. Trust me.
The one with the red ribbon. That's the one you want.
Everyone else gets no ribbon. She has a red ribbon. Yeah. I'm like, trust us. They're
like, what?
Check the ribbon. Check the ribbon.
Yeah. Just listen.
Hold the ribbon up to the moonlight tonight during the full moon.
At 3 a.m. Not 3. A minute earlier, not a minute later.
As the moon shines over the sea,
when
it should gleam right into your
highest.
Yes. That's what, dude, that'd be insane. Like, there's no way they could do a clue like that, but I would love
no.
it.
No.
That'd be so dumb, but I would love it.
Oh, man. That would all be right. very dumb, but also very chaotic. So,
when
anyway.
Jeff said, let's change up the rice negotiations, I was half expecting him, though it was sitting on table, to set the
to
bag of rice
it.
On fire or stab it or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I do think the next logical step in the progression of chaos is to just set the bag on fire. But then again, it has to be like covered in like what? It has to be covered in something that's flammable. Dude. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you just set the, maybe the bag itself is just flammable and that's enough.
Just like dump, like douse it in like
kerosene.
Gasoline or something. Yeah. He just lights it. Just a rice fireball.
He's like, do you mean to incentivize you guys? They're like, oh yeah, sure. Set it on fire.
Like, all right. Well, guess that settles that.
Well, it's going to taste
so
like kerosene
funny.
Now, but you can still have it.
They're like picking burnt rice out of the ashes.
Boss Rob shows up. He's like, is that the crispy kind?
Oh my goodness.
I like my ears crispy. I just finished Boss Rob's video, so it's fresh in my brain how crispy
yeah,
he loves
that's
his rice.
Yeah, that's an excellent reference. Yes.
You're welcome, Q. All right, so Liz gets her rice. Charlie, in a surprising fashion, wins immunity number two.
Yeah.
And I say surprising because Tiffany was, as we mentioned earlier, her arms, she's jacked.
Yes.
She was like a stone statue. She wasn't moving. I would be intimidated if I was Charlie,
also,
frankly.
Isn't Tiffany like an artist or something? Like, I want to know what she does for a living. Because she, I mean, yeah,
she's
you're
got
right.
Free
like, her
time
arms
then
are
because
ripped.
Artists artists don't have consistent jobs.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. So good for
as
her.
As you and I know, as artists of our own variety.
Yes.
Artists do not have consistent, dependable jobs. So
no.
She probably has time
boring.
To go to the gym. Yeah, no. 9 to 5. Yeah. What's that? No.
Yeah.
In the Navy, it was 4 to 12 or something. I forgot what it was.
Oh.
Something ridiculous. Dude, it was torture.
A.M.?
Wasn't 4 to 12. No, it'd be like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 4 a.m. to 12 p.m. Yeah. 12 p.m. is great getting off work. It is horrible going in at 4 a.m. though.
Yeah.
Horrendous. You wake up at like 3. Anyways, it's
I
a whole thing.
I can't even imagine.
It's a whole thing.
I'm like, sometimes I'm not even asleep by that point. So, man.
Rebecca.
Listen.
Are you a night owl? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And also TikTok exists. And so, you know, that happens sometimes.
I used to be a night owl. And then, anyways, this is getting too deep. I had to set myself. Same reason. I had to set myself a time. Like at my own. I can't believe.
Yeah.
Remember when you're a child, you're like, I can't wait to not have a bedtime. Now that I'm older, I'm like, I need a bedtime. Otherwise, I'll be up too late.
Yes.
I'll be pulling her back.
Also, I need someone else to enforce my bedtime.
Yes, I told Mary, I'm like, you got to hold me to this. Otherwise, I'm going to go right back to being up too late. Anyways, all right. So Tiffany wants to send Q home. What else is new? And Tiffany says, I bet I can keep the idol in my pocket and survive the vote. See, Liz can be that kind of rich.
Honestly, when she said that, I was like, oh, this is a fake out. So she's going to play her idol tonight like she should. And like Hunter should have last week.
Yeah. Did
but
she
then,
not just learn the lesson from like a night or two ago when Hunter didn't do it?
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought it was a misdirect, but no, she was just saying what she was going to do.
I'm blown away because we said it last week, though, if Tiffany played her idol, or at least I said it, if Tiffany plays her idol, her threat level drops so much. Like, sure, you may. The only reason of now vote off Tiffany is, do you feel like she's a threat in the final three? Which is a whole different scenario because everyone you're right now considering that. That's not just Tiffany specific. However, she has an idol, and therefore she's the only person here with an idol. Therefore, she's the biggest threat. And it's just like we were at the final eight tonight. So when were you gonna play it? Like even Kenzie said, you're guaranteed final six.
Yeah, which
I don't know why she's
I thought that
six,
was funny,
but,
like, because honestly, I wondered how much that comment like played into Tiffany not playing her idol tonight, because Because
she
I
knew
will
Kenzie
say,
wasn't going to get her.
Yes. And I think it did help, honestly, that Kenzie was able to be so genuine because she was left out of the vote. But like, we'll talk about it when we get to tribal, but everyone did such a good job at tribal tonight. I was even like convinced, even knowing like that everyone was going to be voting, or that there was the majority was going to be voting for Tiffany. It was still like everyone did a great job of being very convincing tonight.
Good job, everybody.
Yes. All round right, of applause.
So, yeah, round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't even there, but thank you. So anyways, Kenzie says, Q not caring, spits in everyone's face. And yet, people don't care that much because, again, I think your best bet to win this game is to take Q and Venus to Final Three.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. They're still in the game. So we have, in my mind, two guaranteed goats at the end. Somebody last week, Rebecca, this is no joke. This is no joke. You're not going to be able to find this comic because I had to shadow ban them or whatever it's called. Because oh, no. it was getting really aggressive, getting a bit out of hand. But they told me I need to delete my channel if Venus wins and then go work at Target. And I said, I was like, okay, what are you going to do if Venus doesn't win? And they're like, I'll unsubscribe from the channel. And I'm like, so it's a lose-lose.
Oh boy.
So from there they were like but they were dead serious about the channel deletion. I thought we were just trolling. I thought we were just joking, you know? Like,
yeah. A little too seriously.
There's so much joking in the comments on this channel for good reason. I encourage it. But
let's
I was like, this is clearly a joke. No, it got dead this person's dead Oof. Serious. Like, no, seriously, delete this channel.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is going too far. Like, it was getting really heated on their end.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Just like, I was just laughing. I thought they were joking.
Yeah. Here's the thing. As much as I love Survivor, it is truly never that deep. Like, no. It's fine. Everyone just relax.
This is my job, but I need you to quit your job and end the channel if Venus wins.
Right.
Like, I'm never putting my channel on the line for somebody winning or losing the game. It's ridiculous.
No.
Now, would I put Rebecca's job on the line? Of course.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So if one of my top three doesn't win, then...
No, I'm saying right. somebody said... Yeah. No, I don't know what's confusing here, Rebecca. I'm not willing to put my job on the line, but I'll put yours on the line.
Sure. Okay, now, gotcha.
But before I put yours on the line, I would put Taylor Swift's on the line.
And that's totally fair. Now, I do have a question because mm-hmm. we're talking about like... sort of betting and like, you know, Q went to Vegas one time and all of that.
Yes, he was a high roller.
So my question is, can I play an idol to protect
absolutely,
my job?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I play part of the podium as an idol?
You want to play this? You want to play this?
Yes. Are you
no,
new?
It's just a podium. It's not, you can't play the podium, Adam. No, I wouldn't. No, it's just a joke. I just thought it was really ridiculous.
Yes.
I showed it to Mary and she didn't even laugh. She's like, that's just dumb. I was like laughing so hard. I couldn't believe how serious they were. All right. So anyways, Charlie says we need Liz to make this happen. Maria says this could be a game winning move. And they talk to Liz and she's like, maybe. So then we go to tribal and Kenzie burns her hair. And frankly, that's probably the most interesting thing that happened at this tribal. Very lackluster tribal.
It was. Yeah. And also maybe like a metaphor for Kenzie getting burned, burning her game by not being part of the TIFF vote.
Oh.
It's all making sense.
It's all coming together now. So Tiffany does not play. I mean, there's nothing said at all during this tribal.
Yeah.
Tiffany does not play her idol. And she's voted out 5-3. And I put no lessons learned from Hunter. You just saw it happen. And you learned nothing.
Yeah.
You learned
nothing. I do also
nothing.
Think it's funny because Tiffany, I think last week, said that her biggest fear was playing the idol and then it going back in circulation and either Q or I think maybe Hunter was the other person she mentioned finding it. And I think it's just funny that like from what we saw on the next up, like, yeah, it's back in circulation and now there's this whole like mad scramble and someone else is going to find it. But like,
shouldn't there be
Tiffany's
two idols
not there
in,
to deal with it?
Shouldn't there be two idols in the jungle now? One from Hunter, one from Tiffany?
Maybe.
I think that's how it should work.
I
want to point out that Q said that he threw challenges for so long because he wasn't worried about Hunter. And here he is. He can't even win. I mean, he won a reward. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. which they faked us out, making us think Liz was going to do it based on the music, which I appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
But Q did not win immunity. He wasn't even close. So is he did he throw tonight?
And also, if you think about it, the challenge that he won, the reward challenge, was a throwing challenge because he had to throw the sandbag to win.
Oh, man.
So.
That's true. All right. So next time on Survivor, Maria's gone from hero to villain. Now, I did not catch who said that because I was in the middle of taking notes. Did you catch who said that?
Ooh, that's a good question. Was it? I don't know.
I
don't know if I wrote that down.
Well, I wrote it down. I just didn't catch who said it.
Oh, I think it was Venus.
Oh, pfft.
That's
Does
what
Venus
my notes
have that kind
say.
Of power around here to label somebody a villain?
I mean, she has power to say things. Sure.
Yes. Does she have power to control the narrative like that? I don't know. Venus is such a goat. So that's the thing. We'll get that winner analysis, but. Venus, mm-hmm. I mean, even tonight, they're like, Venus is chaos. We can't trust Venus. Like, that's like literally she's brushed aside as an option.
Just throw away.
We don't really care about Venus around here, which actually makes me think that she could be the next target because Siga just openly has distaste for Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas no one else they have distaste for. Like, Q worked with them. They're not going to have distaste for Q. Q didn't burn them. So,
I mean, I do think if you're thinking about jury threats, like obviously it was a pretty big misstep for Kenzie to not be in the Tiffany vote tonight, but I do feel like she's got to be like the biggest jury threat at this point.
Yes.
Like, I don't know who,
and
like
she could
who
win
else,
immunity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know who else they would like. I agree. They might target Venus next, but it's not the smartest move in my opinion.
I was just thinking like, I'm like Liz, probably not. She just worked with them. Q, why would they do that? Q has nobody and nothing. He just lays around on the beach. And it's like, all right, well, they're not going to vote each other off. I mean, they could. Don't get me wrong, they could. Doesn't seem like they're going to. We've determined that Sieg is tight. So it's like, probably is Kenzie or Venus, which is crazy because I'm still high on Kenzie. One episode does not make for killing Kenzie's winner at it by any means.
No.
Even tonight, I felt like we got a lot of Kenzie, pro-Kenzie content.
Yeah. Even though this technically, again, it was a really big misstep for her to not be involved in this vote, it still wasn't, like, overall, I didn't feel like her edit was very negative this episode. Because, we're hearing strategy. Like, we heard from her a lot tonight, and it was, like, you know, important confessionals, not just, like, I love Applebee's, although there was some of that, too.
All right, so what's new on Patreon? As always, podcasts are early and ad-free on there. You can also download them as MP3s. Link in the description for Patreon. Boston Rob's Redemption Island story is finally on there. YouTube has copyrighted it like 20 times. They don't want it going in up. Oof. But I upload it direct to Patreon, so you don't have to care whether YouTube allows it or not. The Rise and Fall of Rupert Bonham. I am currently working on that. It will be massive. It's going to cover Pearl Islands, All Stars. You ready for this one? Survivor Israel, because he's on.
I was not ready for that.
He was a reward on that international show. And by the way, the episode that he's on there, I literally cannot understand a single word anybody else says besides Rupert. It also will cover Heroes versus Villains. It also will cover him running for governor in 2012. What? It'll also cover him because he ran for governor against Mike Pence. And believe it or not, and it will cover Blood versus Water, and it will cover Amazing Race. How long will this video be?
Oh my goodness.
One can only
guess.
That
was a lot of ands.
It was a lot of ands.
Yeah.
That video will be on Patreon this month. It will be up in the next week. I just don't have a specific date at the moment, but I am working on it right now. The Failure of Redemption Island season 22 video is going to go up in the next few days. And as I mentioned earlier, everyone will be voting on the South Pacific story videos. May 21st is the date for that. So it's going to be this month. If you sign up this month, you get the whole month of access, obviously. You get 30 days of access. So, all right, look at the description for that. That Rupert video. Whew, it's going to be something. All right, so question of the week, Rebecca.
Yes.
I'll let you go first.
Okay.
I'll let you go first.
All right. Okay. So my question this week is, do you know who has the most all-time votes against them in their career? So this is a combination of every season that they've been in, how many votes they have against them. All right. And so.
Okay. I mean, I know the answer, but go ahead. I'll let you give the options for everyone else.
Okay. Okay. The options are Sierra, Ozzy, or Andrea.
Those are my options. Sierra, Ozzy, or Andrea.
Those are your options.
Most votes against, I want to say Andrea.
That is correct. Yeah.
How do I know this, Rebecca? That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
How do you know this?
I just made a video on this a month ago.
Oh my goodness. Incredible.
Yeah, I know. I called it the 10 messiest / worst survivor plays in history and said, this is solely based on how many votes they got against them in their career. It's just a math. It's all math. It's not my opinion. And people are like, your opinion is wrong. I'm like, again, this is just math. This is not my opinion.
Yeah.
So, yes, Andrew's number one.
Yeah.
I think Ozzy's number two.
That is correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was honestly surprised by that because I felt like just as some, like I hadn't obviously like tracked this, but just like watching Andrea play, I did not feel like she had that many votes against her. But I guess she's also just played so many times. But
well, anyway. She's played three times. She got voted off twice on Redemption Island. And that doesn't help. But Ozzy, again, got voted off three times in South Pacific. The thing with Ozzy is, even though he played four times, his first time he got to the end and got second place and lost by one vote. And in that season, I don't think he got many votes against him because he won immunity five times. You couldn't vote for Ozzy.
Right.
So it's almost like he didn't. I truly don't remember him getting any votes against him. If he did, it was like maybe one in his first season. So really, all of his votes against him were all of his other seasons, especially when he got voted off three times. In the same season. So, all right, you ready for your question?
I'm so ready. Hit me.
Which new era season of Survivor was the first to not have Ponderosa videos?
Ooh.
And I'll tell you why after. Well, I'll tell you what I know.
Okay. Is it season, I want to say like season, maybe season 40?
Well, it's a new era season, so it couldn't be Winners at War.
Yeah.
So pick a new era season.
You mean like 41 to like,
new era.
Budget era.
Sorry, budget era. There you go.
Copy. Okay. Well, in that case, would it be, I don't really have a reason for this, but I want to say like maybe season 42. I feel like it was pretty early.
That is correct. Here's what I know for those who are wondering. They shot Ponderosa videos for 41. People believe Shan is at fault for why they stopped doing Ponderosa videos. I don't know if I subscribe to that theory. What I have heard, and this is all through the grapevine, I don't have any sources on this. Okay. This is all just what I've read. And
you don't even have a headline
together.
That you glanced at.
This is why I've never made a video on it. This is all pieces I put together as my own personal opinion. Here's the thing. The Ponderosa team was not cut after Winners of War. It wasn't a budget cut. They were there on the island for 41. Therefore, they were there for 40. They would have been there for 42. Something happened for them to get, for whoever's in charge of it. I believe his name is Norwood Creek. I remember because he has his name at the end of every Ponderosa series of videos. And I've
That's
watched them
all.
It's
a pretty good name, too.
It is a good name. I believe he got fired. Do not quote me on this. And the reason, because people at first were like, they didn't do it for 42 because, oh, they didn't know if they had enough flights for due to COVID. And so they flew him out of there early. They didn't know. But here's the thing. If that was true, 43 and 44 would have had Ponderosa videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't. He hasn't come back. They haven't done it anymore. So my suspicion is that Norwood Creek did something wrong. I don't know how deep to go on that. Something wrong. I don't know what the wrong is. Something wrong to get fired. And they're like, is it really worth us hiring another person, a new person to train them on how to do this thing that only a group of people care about to watch online for free? In my opinion, it's probably Norwood's thing, and when Norwood left, they stopped doing it. So that's just my suspicion. But if you want to watch some of the messiest Ponderosa videos, 41 was pretty messy. Shan goes off on people who were on her side, not against her, on her side.
Classic
Shan, yes. And it was brilliant. So people blame Shan. I'm not saying I'm just telling you the pieces I connected is that I believe the guy was fired after 41. Something happened on the island. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to get, I'm not going deeper in that.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I can connect the dots on and conclude with, because if it was just a COVID thing, they would have done it during 43, 44 and they did not. So obvious, and they were there for 41. Therefore they would have been there for 42 had everything gone the way it was supposed to. And something right. did not. So anyways, all right. My Survivor 41 Secrets video is a great way to watch those. Like the highlights of the messiness of the Ponderosa videos. But I believe Survivor CBS has not deleted them off of YouTube. Don't quote me on that. Though pre Winners at War, they is very sketchy on whether they have them uploaded on YouTube. But I believe after Winners at War, they've been really good about keeping them up. So check them out yourself. All right. So you're ready for TV ratings?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Again, Survivor topped the charts. And as we all can guess, that can only mean one thing.
They do more reruns?
Chicago was on reruns for 3 weeks in a row.
Oh my, is that like 3 weeks? Yeah, wow.
Did they even, why? 3 weeks in a row for Chicago to have reruns, I don't know. I mean, Survivor would have won the 18 to 49 demographic no matter what. Because they win it every time despite Chicago. But they got the most viewers because Chicago was on reruns too.
Their seasons would be synced up with like
it's a powerhouse
the seasons of yeah that's fascinating
yeah I don't know I don't huh. I don't work in Chicago I don't work for Chicago
This podcast is not sponsored by Chicago.
This is not sponsored by Chicago. I do not know anything about the shows. I just know there's a trilogy of them and they all air on the same night on Wednesday. All right, so yeah. Survivor did have its second highest viewed episode though of the season. 4.91 million, just right above the premiere, 4.90. However, the highest episode is still the, as we called it, the marketing merge, the mergetory,
yes.
With 5.05 million. I feel like the chaos of Q has brought people back because
week
after the mergetory, people were like, it was one of the lowest viewed episodes of the season. And then the Q Madness episode of 2 weeks ago, and then this is all on screen for those who are on YouTube. The Q Madness episode brought viewers back up, and I feel like just the chaos has brought people back. This has got to be the closest we've gotten to Gabon since Gabon. Nicaragua is a bit messy, but this is like truly messy. There's so Liz screamed this week.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that was the highlight of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, like a literal meltdown. There was a blindside.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
There was Applebee's.
And I'm here for it.
There was Applebee's, lest we forget. As part of a backstory. It was like a whole... Applebee's was basically the whole episode. I mean...
Yes.
Only in Survivor 46.
I don't know how much Applebee's pays for those sponsorships, but they certainly got their money's worth.
1,000%. So I will see if this episode had higher viewership. We'll see. But anyways, Survivor's doing just fine. Somebody... commented this week as well, saying they were worried that after 50, the show would be done. Jeff has openly stated, though Jeff says a lot of things, Jeff has openly stated, I mean, this is his job, so I believe him on this one, that he's willing to go beyond 50 as long as the core team of people who are in charge stay there. Also, it's like one of those guaranteed paychecks. It's still number one on Wednesdays in its demographic. Number one also when Chicago's on reruns. So
yeah,
number one in views and in demographic, as long as Chicago's on reruns, it's a moneymaker. I can't imagine the show canceling Survivor just because they reach 50. That's not how this works. Is there money to be made? Then we're making money. That's how this works.
Yeah.
That's all. This is not an artistic choice. They're not artistically going to stop at 50. They're going to money stop when the money stops. I don't know, Rebecca, you work in more TV stuff than I do. What do you think?
No, I agree. Yeah, I can see them going longer. I think I don't mean this in any way to throw shade, but obviously Jeff is getting a little older. So at some point, I'm sure he will need to, step back a little bit. And I'd be curious if at that point, if they try and continue with someone else as the host or if that's kind of when it might fizzle out. But I mean, I think you're right. As long as there's money to be made, people are going to keep making content. So whether or not it's good, at that point, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Jeff's 62. So I assume here's how I feel like this is going to go. At some point, Jeff will step back as the on island person. He'll just stay in the States and be like an executive producer from home or from wherever. Because eventually you just like you, I mean, they've already shortened the season. So thankfully Jeff, thankfully. So for Jeff, he only has to be out there for like, you know, 2 months now, or instead mm-hmm. of 4 months like it used to be. But I want to say, so I think at some point Jeff will step back. He'll stay working as like a consulting producer or executive, whatever mm-hmm. allows him to be at home, basically to go home at the end of the day. And somebody else will take over as host, somebody younger, obviously somebody who hasn't been on the show, preferably in my opinion, because I don't want a past player hosting personally. I know it's not popular. I don't want that. I want somebody who's just a good host. I just want a mm-hmm. good host. If that also happens to be a past player, then great. But I feel like a past player is more likely to, how do I say this? Stroke the ego of the show more.
Yes.
More than I want. So I would rather have somebody who has not been on the show. And just is a good host.
We need a spicy host.
Yes, we do. Somebody with Jeff's sass, but is younger.
Yes, exactly.
So I think that'll happen. And hopefully with a change of host, we get a change of location. That would be nice. It would feel like a fresh start. They could call it the fresh start era. I don't care what they call it. But maybe that would be like a Survivor, I don't know, 60. I don't know. I think Jeff will go to 67 doing this, because that's 5 seasons from now.
Yeah. Sorry.
Survivor 50, he should be 64.
Yes.
I don't know if he... Would he post until he's 69? I'm talking about Survivor 60 would be technically 5 years later. That is crazy. Oh, sure. I don't know. I'm just out here thinking here. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Anyways, that's my thought, is that if they do continue the show, which I believe they would because there's money to be mm-hmm. made and people love money, then they'll just find new host, put Jeff just like in the executive producer role. Everyone will understand. Nobody's going to knock on mm-hmm. Jeff for... did 50 plus seasons as the host. Like, no, I see.
You can take
like,
a breather.
You quit on us. Yeah.
And I could see him even doing like, you know, a little cameo. Like, I don't know if they'd ever go back to doing live reunion shows, but like maybe he could host a reunion show or, you know, something along those lines, you know?
Yeah. If Jeff doing the reunion show would be perfect. It'd be like, oh, we can end the season with Jeff. Maybe this would be hilarious and I'd be down for this. Jeff could be there once a season for a reward.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Jeff, I don't know if they would do that, but Jeff flies to Fiji for that. You get to spend a night with Jeff at the sanctuary.
Or even funnier, it's not, he doesn't even fly out there. They like video conference him in somehow.
That would be lame. No,
that would be so lame.
I was thinking with the logistics of flying, I believe like what, 18 hours to Fiji. Twice a year for Jeff. Oof. Like 18 hours one way, 18 hours the other way. I think he lives on the East Coast. If he lives on the West Coast, I guess it's shorter than that. But anyways, I don't know where he lives. I mean, probably West Coast. But I believe I'm with you. If they do, I would think with a change of host, let's do live reunions again, and Jeff could be the live reunion host.
Honestly love that. That would be so cool.
That makes so much sense. All right, look at us coming up with the great ideas. All right, let's move on to winner analysis. So tomorrow, Mary and I will go super in-depth on winner analysis. We'll rank everybody left in the game, all 7 of them. But tonight, Rebecca and I are just going to do our top 3. But I think starting next week, Rebecca, and by starting, I mean, we only got like a couple episodes left. Starting next week, mm-hmm. we'll just give them all people.
Yes. Okay. Sounds good.
I just don't have all people ranked at the moment, so I'm not going to sit here and give all 7.
To be honest, like, I feel like there's like 2 serious contentions and then everyone else is in a group.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Q and Venus are at the top, clearly. So
yes, of course. That's exactly what I meant.
All right. So let's cut straight to the chase. Rebecca and I have the same top 3, just not in the same order. So let's go alphabetically. Nice. Charlie is the first person we're talking about. Rebecca, you go, Charlie.
Yes. All right. So I have Charlie in my number 1 spot. He did move up this week, which is mostly just because Kenzie moved down. I did think, yes. And I honestly debated over doing that because it is really, I do agree with, I think you said this earlier, but like just because Kenzie had one bad episode, it doesn't negate everything that we've had this season. But to talk about Charlie, I do think that this was a really good episode for him because, you know, obviously winning immunity again, great. But Maria made a really big move, but she did it in a way that was like super public. And there were a couple of mentions about like hey, this is, you know, for the jury, basically, like this is a jury move. And we kind of, you know, saw on the next up, on the next week, you know, that it might kind of come back to bite her a little bit. So I think that Charlie is in a really good spot with all of this because he was pretty involved with that move. He even, I think he was the one to suggest that they try and pull Liz in and all of that. And obviously, like, we saw him and Maria talking multiple times throughout the episode and strategizing. So I think this is a move that Charlie can put on his resume, even though Maria was, you know, maybe a little more vocal in driving the votes. But Charlie was certainly involved, but he's not getting, or I don't think he's going to get as much backlash from it as Maria did. So, yeah, I think this was a really good week for Charlie. And also, like, he's really... I feel like Charlie is not being seen as a threat, even though he's won immunity twice. But like the fact that Q is still in the game as like a physical threat, I think is honestly helpful for Charlie as a shield.
He has a strong alliance, and I don't think Ben and Maria are going to turn on him.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, all of that to say, I think Charlie's in a really good spot. I don't know that I would be like, he's definitely going to win, because I do still think Kinsey has a lot going for her. But yeah, I think Charlie's in a really good spot right now
at the moment. And again, every season I'm like, whoever's the strongest contenders I want at the end, because I think it'll be a fun to see them face off. I hope it's Kinsey versus Charlie at the end.
Yes,
at the moment that's what I think is the strongest possibility. And then probably likely throw in, at the moment I'm thinking it's either gonna be Venus or Liz as the third person.
Mm-hmm.
Kinsey, Charlie, and add in a final three goat. Somebody who is prominent, but also clearly is not going to win. And at the moment, the most prominent is probably Venus. Liz mm-hmm. seems possible. They've picked up on Liz for... And they definitely... By the way, we definitely could have ignored... aside from the screaming, Liz could have been ignored a lot tonight and last week, and she wasn't. They could have if they really wanted to. If they were like, Liz is not important to them, like, they could have ignored Liz, with the exception of the screaming and some of the emotions, but like they really focus on Liz in a way that it's almost like how they focus on Venus, but I don't know. So the best final three, though, is still obviously Liz, Venus, Q. And the winner has to be one. Has to be one. That would be
such an amazing, chaotic end to this chaotic season. Yes, that would be amazing.
An amazing end. Charlie, for me, is number two. He has moved up in terms of closing the gap. Great episode for him. He's in a solid alliance. If this Sega 3 goes to the end, which is another possibility, because part of this is, at the moment, Sega 3 does not have the numbers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And does this group of four turn on the Sega 3? We were talking about who the Sega 3 want gone, but can this group of four unite? Can Q, Kenzie, Liz, and Venus, just saying those names, I'm not sure.
I kind of doubt it, to be honest.
Anyway, pull something together and be like, the Sega 3 are kind of running things. We need to get, because Venus said Maria is a villain. Maybe we got Maria. I don't know. It's a possibility. Yeah. But at the moment, Sega 3 goes to the end, goes to the final three. Charlie wins, in my opinion. Charlie beats Maria and Ben. Charlie's the winner if it's those three. So Charlie, I'm really high on. He's got great content. As you said, hasn't really been targeted. He doesn't have an emotional backstory, but neither does Kenzie. So. I mean, Liz got one, but I'm not going to all of a sudden move Liz up to my number one spot just because she got one. That doesn't really mean much. Maria has one. Can't ignore it. Maria also got skunked in an episode. Can't ignore that either. I'm just very conflicted. So at the moment, Charlie is number two for me. The fact that he's not considered a bigger target is fascinating.
Yes.
All things considered.
Is it because he talks about Taylor Swift all the time?
It would, in a way, make him seem not as much of a man as Q would like him to be.
Oh my
goodness.
I'm
sure Q takes that into account.
Oh my goodness.
Not that Q has any power.
Listen,
anymore.
You can be manly and like Taylor Swift.
Hey, I listen to Taylor Swift. Wildest dreams. I just joke on Taylor Swift because you're on the podcast. That's the only reason.
Yes.
I wouldn't even think about Taylor Swift if you weren't here.
Yeah. And that's the energy that I strive to bring into every conversation and every room that I enter. It's like, as soon as I enter a room, people are like, oh, Taylor Swift. I haven't thought about her in a while.
Before the Soraya 43 podcast, when you joined us, I did not mention Taylor Swift on the podcast. I didn't think about her on a day-to-day basis by any means.
Yep.
And now I can't go to Walmart and not be like, oh, there's a Taylor Swift album. Rebecca would probably buy that if she were here, even though she already owns it.
Yeah. You gotta support her, you know. She really needs our support. Ugh. So yeah, every time I leave the house I have to buy some Taylor Swift merch.
That's why I
don't leave the house. It is expensive.
Unlike Liz, Taylor Swift is in need of cash.
Yes.
In need of cash.
Also, right. Taylor Swift is my Applebee's.
Oh my gosh.
I think
we're killing it. We're gonna get more complaint comments as always about Taylor Swift. What else is new?
Excellent.
So next player is Kenzie. For me, Kenzie is number one. There's too much good. And the only thing Kenzie did quote unquote wrong tonight was not vote out Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it comes down to, what does Tiffany think as a juror at the end of the game? Does Tiffany care that Kenzie voted for her or didn't vote for her? Because if Tiffany's like, you didn't turn on me, you get my, we've seen that many times. You did not turn on me. You stayed loyal. I'm voting for you. I think you played a great game and you didn't turn on me. That's all she needs. That's all that matters in this vote. That's all. Being out of the loop on a vote is not the end all be all. If it was, Fabio would never have gotten close to winning. So it ain't all about whether you voted everyone off. It's a perfect game. It's not about, did you vote everyone off? It's about, you know, how many votes did you get against you? And did you get everyone's vote at the end? That's all that matters. Who gives a rip whether you voted the right person off every time? If anything, Rick Devens at 38, I don't think he voted off anybody on the jury. I think he was constantly in the wrong, but that jury loved him.
Right.
They're like, this guy didn't vote any of us off. And he's out here just goofing off and winning everything. So we love him. Yeah. So anyways, I'm not saying anybody here's Rick Devens. I'm just saying it's not about, the jury's not like, well, did you vote me off? All right, I'm not gonna, it's only about whether you voted me off or not. So that's the personal opinion. It's the only thing she did wrong. It is a little confusing why she said Tiffany needs to be on her resume, though. That's actually the winner. That's actually the edit part I didn't like, is that I want Tiffany to be on my resume, and then she doesn't vote off Tiffany. That's where I'm
right.
That's where I'm anti. Like, it's it does hurt a little bit.
Yeah, I think, and that was kind of my biggest thing with this episode was, like, you know, Kenzie really emphasized, like, hey, Tiffany and I have played basically the same game. You know, she's been my number one. I need to cut her before she cuts me, because, like, it's going to happen, you know? And so the fact that she not only didn't drive the vote, but wasn't even part of it is, like, yeah, pretty big. But I mean, that being said, like you said, there's been so much positive for her this whole season that I don't think one misstep means you're not going to win. Cause like, if that's the case, then everyone has a misstep of some sort. So
yes, there's, you know, no, at some point, perfect at it.
Exactly. Yeah. So somebody's going to win this game at the end of the day.
You know, Tiffany, though, tonight during that immunity challenge kind of reminds me of her edit. It was so perfect. It's been so solid for so long. And then very fast just fell apart.
Just broke. It truly.
It was like out of nowhere, because it was so perfect for like seven or eight episodes. Mm-hmm. I had no issues. And then all of a sudden, just like that, out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hint of it coming. I mean, not until last week. All right, our next player is Maria, who both of us have at number three. Now, how close is Maria to the number two spot for you?
Honestly, pretty far. I feel like number one and number two, like Charlie and Kenzie, are so close at this point.
They're basically holding hands.
Yes, they are. Yes. And then the third is like, I don't know, what's the opposite of holding hands?
Charlie and Kenzie are on the theater stage holding hands, and Maria's in the nosebleeds watching.
Correct. Yep. And then also everyone else is like right behind Maria. Couldn't even get a ticket to the show. One row.
Couldn't get a ticket to the show. Liz, though, owns the entire auditorium. Yeah. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But she's still too busy, you know, to even be there.
She likes to be among the people sometimes, so she's in the standing room only.
Liz is on a plane somewhere else. Liz ain't winning.
Liz isn't even in the building.
Liz is on a private jet. Yeah, she's at Applebee's. Yeah, exactly it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So anyways, I'm same with Maria not being that close.
Yeah, I mean, I think, this week was a really good week for her. I think Maria's had some really good weeks, but I don't think it's enough to be like, oh, she's the winner, you know, because, there's been enough times. I mean, like you said, she's been skunked for an episode. It looks like next week, you know, she's going to be in some hot water after this, you know, the TIFF vote tonight. So Yeah, I think Maria's like a little bit of a standout from the rest of the crowd, but I don't, realistically, I don't think she's winning at this point.
Yeah, same. I think Maria, that's the thing, like, she's been propped up a lot as a target, I feel like, at this point. Like, the beginning mm-hmm. of the season, she's like, I'm not going to be a mom. And then she tricks Jelinski, though, to be fair. We learned in retrospect that's pretty easy to do. everyone's done it several times.
Yes.
But Maria has been propped up as somebody who's smart and make moves, but not mm-hmm. propped up as a winner, just propped up mm-hmm. as a great person to knock out of the game that will make yeah. you look good. So that's the question.
Exactly.
Does Charlie knock out Maria? Does Kenzie knock out Maria?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think Kenzie knocks her out. I can't see Charlie turning on her at this point in the game. But next week, I could see. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could see, like, next week, if Kenzie is like, okay, I didn't get Tiffany out. I need to get a move on my resume. So let's get Maria out. I think Liz might be on board with that. So I think that's, like, I think if anyone, it's going to be Kenzie. I don't see Charlie or Ben really turning on her at this point.
No, I don't see Ben doing it either.
But yeah.
I keep forgetting Ben's in the game sometimes.
Yeah, honestly, same.
I think earlier I was naming people I thought could be in the final three. I forgot about Ben. So, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maria.
That's, yeah.
Pretty good, but I feel like she is waiting to be somebody's resume bullet.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way. I feel like Maria would respect the person who voted her off. I feel like Maria also yes. would just be Sega strong.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So, I feel like she's played a real, like, a decent game up to this point, but it's just not like, I think, yeah, just in terms of the edit, it's nothing like, oh, you know, she's not super obvious at this point.
Yeah. All right. Well, tomorrow, Mary and I will rank the remaining seven players. And as of now, the plan is at the final five, the week before the finale, Rebecca, Mary and I will all be on a podcast together for the winner analysis, and we'll rank the five remaining players, and we'll rank all the new era seasons like we did last time after 45. Hopefully, it won't be too soon to get, I mean, at 45, we knew how that was going. Here, mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see how we are at the final five. Yeah. What do we feel like?
Especially if Q is still in the game at that point. Like,
yeah.
The what amount of unpredictability.
If Liz, Venus, and Q are still in the game at the final five, one of them has to be in the final three. That's it.
Yeah.
All three of them could be there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That would be the best final three. I would love it. Stamp of approval on the season. Top 10. If those are that's the final three, it's a top 10 season. No, I'm not joking. Top 10 season of all time. If those three are the final three. Liz, Venus, Q, and I don't care. If Venus wins, though, I have to delete the channel. We all know this. Basic knowledge.
Yeah. Because legally, you did agree to that.
Legally,
so.
When the person commented and I laughed about it, that was a legally binding contract we made. All right. So. Let's move on to your all's questions. As always, we have several questions to answer this week. So Excellent. Our first question is from Mike. Mike asks, Applebee's needs to hire Liz as their spokesperson ASAP. Her constantly mm-hmm. talking about that burger made me want to go out and get one. And I don't even like Applebee's. Rebecca, did you feel the same?
First of all, I will not stand for this Applebee's slander on this podcast because that's... Listen,
who's slandering? Everyone, I'm pro Applebee's.
Everyone loves. Well, he said he doesn't even like Applebee's. He said he wanted to go get.
Liz did such a great job. He wants to go out and get it. That's success.
Yeah.
That's the point of the marketing.
He doesn't even like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that was before Liz. That was pre-Liz.
Okay, so Liz changed his mind. Got it.
Liz chemically changed his mind. That is correct.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean.
Are you going to go?
Liz would be a. I think. I. Yeah. I mean, all honestly. Right. Here's the thing. I'm always hungry watching Survivor just because, like, they talk about food a lot. But this episode in particular, he's right. I mean, it was all about Applebee's. So
it's all about the bourbon burger, baby. We all got to go to Applebee's, order the bourbon burger, and tell the waiter, who, by the way, is going to be completely unaware of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This one's for Liz. I'm ordering the bourbon burger. And they're like, who's Liz? Like,
who's Liz?
Or if you're lucky, there's a person named Liz who's working at that Applebee's, and they're going to be
Ooh.
Like, there's a strange person out there who says they know you and they're ordering the burger for you. And Liz, the old lady Liz, is going to be like, who's that?
And
I don't
then
know
Scooby-Doo,
that person.
Scooby-Doo style, she takes off her mask and it's the real
it
Liz
is.
The whole
it's
time.
The
she was undercover.
Undercover
at
boss.
Applebee's.
Undercover boss. She's so rich, she can do that show too. All right, next question from Wicked Cowboy. How does Q keep staying in the game?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think honestly, like they talked about it a lot, but I think he really is just a good like smokescreen for them to pull actual moves.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, voting Q out at this point is not
boring.
A move.
Boring.
It's so boring. Like, it's like to be expected. And so, you know, if you're playing to try and win Survivor, you have to have moves on your resume. So honestly, I mean, yeah, like we've said it before, but I could see Q like skating by to the end, to be honest, because he's such a good goat at this point.
I agree. Philly Loyal says that Liz freakout was the craziest moment, I think, in Survivor history. Has there ever been a moment that raw with emotions in the show ever? And as I have mentioned earlier, I think Brandon Hance freaking out in Karamo in season 26 is the equivalent. The brand Liz was able to just like get it out and get it back under control. Brandon was never in control of his emotions. Like it wasn't just a freak out and then he moved on. It was a freak out and it just kept going and going. And then they had to just like, all right, let's just pull you off. Like let's do a quote unquote vote here at the challenge. So
yeah.
All right. Next question's from AJEGL. We finally got a new backstory with Liz about how she used to be poor and is now filthy rich. Does this mean Liz is winning?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. On a real note, no. She needs to next to Venus and Q, and I don't think even that kind of edit's been set up, though it would be amazing. I just don't think it's been set up.
Yeah.
But what do I know? They've all been prominent people. All right, next question is from the Rebel Dog. Why is everyone so allergic to playing their idols?
Listen, you can't come back from the island without a souvenir. So
they have a theory. You ready?
Yeah.
They have a theory. Rebel Dog says, okay. And at the rate we're going, is the new slow-mo theme song theory mean that Venus is gone next because it had Tevin, Hunter. I don't know if this is the order. Tevin, Hunter, and Tiffany all slow-mo shots. They just went all in a row.
Oh,
the only
one
left is Venus. And we've determined that the thing here has told us when some of these people are going to go. Hunter has a name in the middle. He went out in ninth, which I believe is the middle of 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jem put up her arms in V for victory, or as we learned, V for the episode 5.
Yeah.
I think they're onto something. The theme song theory, I think, has weight. So if Venus goes next week, you heard it here first. Rebel Dog called it.
Yeah. That would be, that's a really good theory.
In our fantasy league, put all your points on voting off Venus. All of them.
Oh, my fantasy league score is so shot right now because, first of all, I forgot to vote this week.
Again?
And second of all, yes. And second of all, Tiffany was the one I had picked as sole survivor. So I am not doing well this season.
Hey, I'm doing okay. I mean, Bonnie screwed me. But Kenzie's my other person. I picked her as the winner. And I'm like, dang, maybe my preseason pick for once will be, you know.
Wow.
Though Bonnie was my other one. So I guess I'm one out of two. I like wasn't even close on Bonnie. Also, why did I pick two people from the same tribe? I don't know. I was like, purple's got to be important, right? I mean, they are.
Well, to be fair, they were and they are. Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Right.
All right. Next question is from the best Quintavious. Since we are getting blindside after blindside, will this season end similarly? I don't know why I'm tripping on that word. And just like Gabon with a doll winner. I hope not. I hope not.
Personally. Yeah.
But Charlie would be the doll winner, I feel like, at the moment.
Mm.
If there's a doll winner, I feel like that's. Is that just me?
Yeah. I think that's fair. I mean, I guess even like to some extent, someone like Ben winning, I think, would be kind of. I don't know. It would be somewhat chaotic in the sense of like depending on who he's sitting next to. But yeah, I agree. I think Charlie would be a pretty dull winner at this point.
Our several question is from Steven. They say, or he says, whoever it is, Liz has to be lying about her allergies. This is them, not me. They said chicken and fruit allergies, but a cheeseburger from Applebee's she can eat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. No, I think that's, I don't know. I'm also not a doctor, so I don't know what I'm talking about at all. I know. Shocking. Shocking.
Do you even have a master's?
I don't know. No.
Mary does.
Yeah. Oh,
in piano, believe it or not.
Wow. Good for her.
I know. And then she'll downplay her skills. She's like, I'm not that good at piano. I'm like, you have a freaking master's in piano, Mary. Yeah.
That's impressive. That's
awesome.
It's
kind of like the better you get, the like, the more you know, you're like, oh no, yeah, I'm not as good.
The
as...
more you realize yeah. that you there's so much more you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're just starting, you're like, I'm pretty good. And then the better you get, you're like, oh yeah. no, I'm terrible.
Oh no.
Even though you're actually really good.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I've been
yeah,
there.
But I will say anecdotally, I do have one of my best friends, she's allergic to like avocado and like bananas, and I think there's a third one.
Do I know this person by chance?
No, you do not.
Oh, okay.
Right. But yeah, so I do like my point is I think like yeah, there are some allergies that are like connected because and I forget what it is. There's something that connects those things. There's some like I don't know element. I forget what it is, but anyway, all
well,
of
I
that
had a
to say, I'm not
on
a doctor.
Your best friend. That's why I was asking. Can
oh,
I guess?
I'm sorry.
Can I guess who your best friend is? On air.
You may. You get.
All right, thank you.
You get 2.5 guesses.
That's okay. I only had 2. One okay. was going to be me, but I guess we answered that question. Thanks a lot.
Ugh.
The other. The other one, I think this is the one everyone's thinking. Is mm-hmm. it Liz?
Legally, I'm not allowed to say.
Legally, okay. Legally, do not yes. answer the question.
Right.
Legally, no comment. I understand. I hear you loud and clear.
Before you guessed, I was fully prepared to answer.
No, no, no. I don't afterwards. Need you to get the real answer. Tell me after, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, we're not trying to like, I don't know. This person doesn't even, does this person even want themselves revealed? Like, and would right. anybody even be like, oh, that's just a random name. Like, I'm not, I'm going to look them yeah. on Facebook, I guess. You know, this person right. gets stalked. Like, hey, I heard you about you on the What's Upon Your Island podcast. Like, what?
It's like, what?
Rebecca
what are you talking
about you.
They're like, I don't know a Rebecca. What do you mean?
I don't know Rebecca. She said she's your best friend. Oh, that Rebecca?
It's,
ooh.
Guys. It's Taylor Swift. Obviously, I'm talking about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is my best friend.
That's so sad if that was true. I know it's not. I was just thinking about like that'd be really sad if Rebecca was like, oh, Taylor yeah. Swift, I can't wait till we hang out and go to the movies together. This Saturday, it's $2 tickets to see Harry Potter, Taylor. That
oh,
could be us.
No. Listen, I can't watch Harry Potter because it's too similar to Harry Styles. And as we know, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift broke up. And it's a whole thing, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the comments complaining about Taylor Swift again this week. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for this podcast. We'll see you all tomorrow for our winter analysis. And of course, this is episode 10. We only got 3 weeks left. It's coming down to the wire.
Oof,
to the wire.
Crazy.
All right, well, we thank you all for listening. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.